Welcome to Wowcast, Writing on the Walls podcast. Today we're going to hear from a Write for Work participant called Nina about her experiences on the course. Write for Work is a project that we do for people who are currently employed and want to develop their writing skills for the workplace and beyond. We're currently working with Unite the Union Learning Fund for this course.
In the bag of Nina T. Out and about on the mainstream social scene, I often think of myself as a celebrity, as I too get stared at, slyly photographed without permission, and subjected to inappropriate and personal questions from complete, mostly intoxicated strangers. Over the years, I've developed a genius cognitive coping strategy. I pretend the unwanted attention is because the idiots think I'm famous, and are mistaking me for the likes of Abby Clancy, Jeanette Cranky, Jennifer Ellison, especially when I hit that dance floor, or one of Wayne Rooney's many, but surprisingly young conquests. It seems the only difference between me and fellow high-profile celebs, besides money, fame and tax dodging, is what's in our bag. Books, copious beauty products, numerous lip balms, phones, diaries, crystals, tumble from the bags of the famous as British Vogue asks celebrities like Jane Fonda, Victoria Beckham and Helen Mirren to reveal the essentials they carry around on a daily basis for their feature in the bag. Whilst I wait for British Vogue to come a knocking at my door, asking me to spill the contents of my life in a bag onto the floor, I have a mooch through the essentials I carry around. As a physically disabled social butterfly navigating through this big bad world, prepared for every eventuality, it's a survival kit that Bear Grylls will be proud of. Number 1. Extendable stick to reach things, or accidentally trip poo-hoo people, aka dickheads. Number 2. Adjustable luggage strap, to lasso round out-of-reach door handles and heave, or for snaring unsuspecting hotties at the local hoedown. Number 3, industrial strength suction cups, to attach to glass doors with out-of-reach door handles and heave, or attach to my hands and feet for scaling up the outside of glass buildings like a Scouse spider woman when the accessible lift inside is out of order yet again. Number 4, a foldable stool, to use as a stepping stone to bigger and better things. Number 5, spare tenor pants, in case I go through the two pairs I'm already wearing, on the outside of my clothes, by the way, Wonder Woman style, waiting for the non-disabled person, people inside the disabled toilet, to finish changing their clothes or having sex. To be honest, disabled loos are bigger than most changing rooms, hotel rooms and the nearby travel lodge, so fair play. Number 6, a shiwi, optional. As above, the usual disabled toilet situation, but note that this can be confiscated by job-sweared security, as often considered a lethal weapon, hence the need for aforementioned backup tenor pants. So if you need to survive out in the wild, then I'm your girl. Just don't come to me for lip gloss, money or a tampon, as my Mary Poppins meets 50 Shades of Grey clutch bag has only got room for the most essential of essentials. What's in your bag? I'm Nina T. I've always been interested in storytelling and writing. I liked creating characters and worlds for them to live in and stuff. So I went to university and I studied animation, and that was a way of bringing to life my stories visually. I found it quite difficult to find work after I left university. It's quite a competitive industry, animation. So I thought, I'll just do a job for 6-12 months, just an admin job or something, and then I'll get back into animation or writing and stuff. And then 18 years later, I've been in the finance sector, and I still haven't quite got back to writing, really, but it's something I always wanted to come back to. And then when I saw the advert for the writing for work, I thought, there's my sign, that's my sign to get back into writing again. The other thing was the array of writing genres that the course was going to cover. I was really impressed because some of it, like blogging, was not something I was familiar with, so I was really looking forward to that course. So that attracted me, that I get a chance to do that, and also to be back in a creative environment. Working in finance, it's a very sort of logical environment, so it was nice to be working with new writers. Hopefully, you know, that was good, being part of a social circle. And also the structure that appealed to me, because it's quite difficult when you're on your own to sort of get back into writing. But I thought, if this is a programme, and that will encourage me to, and it'll give me the discipline to get back into you know, boosting me, getting back into writing, and again, giving me things to write about. I think that's what I struggled with, you know, themes to write about. So that's what I was looking forward to.
And how did you feel going into the first session?
It was really scary, I had to say, because I've been out of it for so long, and you just think, you know, am I any good? You know, your confidence just goes because you don't do it for so long. I'm meeting new people and everything. But everyone was in the same boat, really. Everyone sort of felt, you could tell everyone sort of felt the same way. And then Emma, who was our project leader, she sort of stood up and explained what was going to happen. And it went, she just completely put us at ease because she's, you know, she's so good at the way she speaks and stuff.
Great.
And then it turned to excitement. The fear turned to excitement. Then it was like, oh no, this sounds brilliant. I was a bit overwhelmed of how good it was, how good the programme was, and the type of professional writers who were going to come in and speak to us. I was just really impressed with it. You know, I'm so pleased I signed up for it. I feel really lucky.
What did you want to? Were there any goals you wanted to achieve from going through the course? Or
yeah, it was to get back into writing. It was maybe finding, because there being a gap, there might be a style of writing, or my writing might have changed, and I wanted to find a way of getting my personality back into the words again. So that's what I wanted to achieve, and I'm interested in screenwriting, so I wanted to get into that again. And novels, we had a really good session with Manon, and she did a fantastic session about, and that really triggered some past experiences and stuff. I thought, yeah, that'd be good. Some good ideas were triggered there to maybe go back and look at. So I'd like to maybe, novel writing and screenwriting, I'd like to maybe try. I write more than I did. As I say, I just didn't. In real life, full-time work, it sort of gets in the way.
Of course, yeah.
And I think you need to be able to tap back into that creative side of things, don't you? So having that space to do it with this course, it was really well structured. You had like 2 weeks in between each session, so it gave you a time to research the genre of writing,
yeah,
and look at other things. So I'd say maybe I'm trying to do an hour a day. I'm not saying I keep to that, but something I am doing, I think Amy Roberts, the blogger, who she did a fantastic workshop with us, she suggested always having your phone or your notebook on you, so when something triggers, write it down. And I wasn't doing that. I was just sort of like sitting at, you know, my laptop and trying to think.
Yeah.
But so much happens just as you're going out and about in daily life. So she said, you know, write it down on your phone and then come back to it later. So what I'm finding is when I'm typing up some of the notes and whatever, it triggers other things as well.
Oh, and so it makes it easier as well.
Yeah, it's been really helpful way of doing it. So I'm trying to get more, I'm trying to focus a bit more on that, spend more time, you know, putting aside and actually doing some writing.
What do you feel the benefits of writing are, or any benefits that you felt from doing the course?
I think it's a bit of a release for me, to be honest. It's a way of being, of getting stuff down out of your head, and sometimes it's difficult to talk about things, but if you write it down, it's yours and it's there in paper. So I quite like that aspect of it. It's a bit of a release for me. It's good for my mental health, I must admit. I do, for mindfulness, I find it quite useful. And for confidence, really, the bits of stuff that I've showed to people have been quite, I've got good feedback from it. So it's improved my confidence as well. So I thought, well, maybe it is something I'd like to pursue. You know, it's not just something, you know, maybe as a hobby as such, maybe it is something I'd like to maybe try and do it as a career.
Yeah.
You know, finance isn't exactly what I set out to do. So, you know, it's something I'd maybe like to try and pursue, yeah.
So is that one of your goals now that you want to reach for after finishing the course?
Yeah, I would definitely like to consider novel writing, I must admit. With being disabled, there are some life experiences. Maybe I sometimes think maybe it was a good idea that I did have this time out, and you know, 20 odd years away, because I've lived and I've had experiences and experiences that are different to other people. And a lot of people said, you need to write these down. You know, some of them are funny, some of them are sad. Write them down because they're different and they're not experiences that everybody would have had. So that's something I would like to do. Maybe look at, in a humorous way, hopefully, the experience of being physically disabled in the real world. I'd like to do something like that, I think. I was overwhelmed by the generosity of the team themselves, how generous they were, the support and the guidance, but the professional writers themselves, because obviously it's their job as well. They're doing full, as a career. But also the support and guidance that they offered outside of that, when you'd send them pieces of work, they'd come back with constructive feedback. They were so encouraging and supportive. I was really impressed and overwhelmed by how good the course was, to be honest.
We're launching Union Writes next Thursday, the 29th of August, from 6:30 p.m. at Studio 2. Union Writes is the anthology of the project. Please come along.